Hey everyone, it's Bus Chick, AKM. I'm sitting here on the laptop, at home, of course. It's close to 4 a.m. on Monday morning. I can't sleep, which is really pissing me off. I just wanted to, sit and do a recording from the laptop. I haven't done this at all from the laptop, actually. I always do my recordings from the iPhone, but I was just showing my mom a bunch of pictures from winter camp and brought back a lot of memories. I don't know if I want to go this year. I'm thinking about it, But Julie's not going to be there, and she was a big source of my enjoyment of camp. And there were several years where she was basically the only reason why I bothered going, was to spend time with her and see her and get to do stuff with her. Yes, I just yawned, I admit. But I just, I don't know. Camp this year is not going to be the same without Julie. Mom Paige wants me to go, I admit. I just don't know. I'm gonna probably go. I just don't know if I can even afford it at this point. And that's a little worrying for me, is trying to afford it. I have a funny feeling that it's gonna be a little difficult. Like, I need a few things. I need winter boots, I need to get a bed, and I need a winter coat. I have a winter coat, but it kind of stinks. It's got to be cleaned, and it's downfilled, so it's a good winter coat, but I just got to get it cleaned somehow. I don't know. It's been really challenging. I'm not as depressed as I used to be. For a long time there, I was just horribly depressed and just feeling like crap and not knowing where my life was going and trying to figure out where my life was going. And I mean, that's still kind of in the air. I don't know where it's going totally, but I'm just letting God take the reins, I'm just gonna follow him. Because I can't do this on my own. I've been trying to do it on my own for so damn long, and I'm tired of getting hurt, and I'm tired of screwing up, and I just need God, and that's a big thing for me. That's one reason why I might go to camp, is to be there for the fellowship and the church services and stuff.
Who are you talking to?
I'm doing an audio boom, Mom.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, it's my mom.
I'm crawling into bed.
Yeah, that's fine. That's my mom. She's kind of deaf, so she talks really loud, and which is driving me insane. It's driving me insane having to literally yell at her. Oh God, that just drives me nuts. That's one challenge of having her here when her hearing aids are not working. But otherwise, other than that, my life's going pretty damn good. I'm getting to know a young man in Mississauga. He's really cool, actually. There's a lot about him that just, I really like, and I really enjoy. I really enjoy companionship. I enjoy hanging out with him. I enjoy, our talks. I still think of Earl a lot. I really do. I gotta admit. I'm trying to deal with my emotions and trying to deal with everything inside, and I want to figure out where things are going to go with this guy in Mississauga, because he's awesome. He's a really good guy, and I feel that, working on a deep friendship and then working on whatever else comes, God's in control of this one. It didn't work out with me and someone else, and that really sucks and pisses me off.